garment of shame, the garment of disgrace that the enemy has designed for you and your family. I set that garment on fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Your star will shine in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not die in the name of Jesus. Anyone that is sick here, by the anointing of God upon this mountain tonight, in the name of Jesus, your sickness will disappear. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. In the name of the Father, and that of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, oh Lord, my Father, I thank you for giving me the opportunity to see the month of July. Open your mouth and pray for yourself like that. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for giving me the divine opportunity to see the month of July. What a privilege. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and say, Father, we thank you for the privilege to see the month of July. It's not by power. It's not by might. It's by your grace over our life. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, for God to make you see the month of July. Open your mouth and pray. Open your prayer. Just thank God. Over your children, over your family. There are several people that died this year, but your family are not involved. My family are not involved. Back away worshiping. Even if you have 1,000 tongues, it's not enough to worship the Lord. My brother, my sister, I beg you in the name of Jesus, continue to bless the name of the Lord. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be adored. There's no like doing. Oh yes, Lord. Open your prayer. Open your prayer. Don't begin to worship your God tonight. In the name of Jesus, he cannot change. Unchangeable changer, the beginning and the end. Oh, thank you Jesus. In Jesus mighty name we are praying. In Jesus mighty name we pray. The Bible says if we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and there is no truth in us. But if we can confess and forsake and say, he's faithful and just to take us back to his truth. Open your mouth and say, oh Lord, my Father, whatever I've done for you, whatever I've done against your will, that you are not happy about, I'll bless you upon me tonight. Oluwa, shadow for me, Oluwa. I am not qualified. It's not the work of my righteousness. It's by your mercy. Open your mouth and pray. Have mercy, Lord. Open your mouth and pray. Oluwa, shadow for me. In the name of Jesus, Father, Lord, in any way, Lord, I've missed you. Have mercy. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to pray. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we receive mercy. Say, oh Lord, my Father, let the heaven over my life open tonight by fire. Open your mouth and pray. Let the heaven over my life open. Aha. Declare your heaven open in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, my heaven open. My heaven must open. My heaven open up by fire. Heaven must open. Oh yeah, my heaven open up by fire. My heaven, declare your heaven. Let my heaven open. In the name of Jesus, let my heaven open. In Jesus' name, our heaven has opened. Say, I take authority. Over every principality, over every power in this environment, in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, declare them to that. I take authority over them now. In the name of Jesus, every power, every rulers of darkness in this environment, every satanic animal, every satanic dog, every satanic wolf around my house, be arrested tonight. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over you. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over you. In that match, be arrested tonight. In the name of Jesus, every breach of witnesses, again, my prayer tonight. Oh, yeah, be arrested. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, tonight is a special night. The mistake the enemy has made is for you and I to cross to this second half of the year. But one thing is sure. Because coronavirus could not tamper with any member of your family, I decree by the mandate of heaven, by the 31st of December, 2020, everyone under the sound of my voice, including myself and my family, shall dance before the Lord in the name of Jesus. We shall dance, we shall dance, we shall dance, we shall dance, we shall dance. Any power that want to add sorrow to your family, even before December, I command the power to die in the name of Jesus. In this month of July, you will move from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from favor to favor, in the name of Jesus. The door that you have been believing God from January to February, from February to March, from March to April, from April to May, from May to June, and they refuse to open before 31st of July. If your amen is loud, the door shall be open tonight. In the name of Jesus, I open the door by the power in the name of Jesus. In the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 7, the Bible says, I hold the key of David. When I open the door, nobody can shut it. When I shut the door, nobody can open it. Concerning you tonight, in the name that is above every other name, I hold the key of David. I have two assignments. Number one is to open the door. Over somebody, I open the door of marriage. In the name of Jesus, over somebody, the door of favor. Over somebody, the door of fruitfulness. Over somebody, the door of promotion. Over somebody, the door of long life. In the name of Jesus, I open the door of good health. In the mighty name of Jesus. Or to somebody here, I open door divine opportunities in the name of Jesus. I told you earlier that key has two assignments, is to open several doors. The same key, it can shut the door. See, when I shut the door, nobody can open it. I hold the key on your behalf tonight, and I shut the door of barrenness. He told somebody, I shut the door of disfavor in the name of Jesus. I shut the door of untimely death in the name of Jesus. I shut the door of sickness in the name of Jesus. I shut the door of failure in the name of Jesus. I shut the door of disappointment in the name of Jesus. I shut the door of constant battle in the name of Jesus. You shall be free in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Now pray this prayer point loud and clear. Say, every unsettled area of my life, oh Lord, arise. Hey, settle them tonight. Open your heart and pray, pray, pray. Tell God to settle that area. You know where she is meeting you. Which area do you want God to step into it? Open your heart and pray in the name of Jesus. Everyone settle the area. On Sunday, my life. Oluwa, settle them, settle them, settle them, settle them, settle them, settle them tonight. Open your heart and pray, 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 pray. Every unsettled area of my life. Oluwa, that's your life. Oluwa, that's your Robin. Imagine the last song in the name of Jesus, settle that area over my children. Father, settle them in the mighty name of Jesus. Open yourself up. Settle them in the name of Jesus. Open your prayer in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Only one settle my case. 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 In Jesus' name, we pray. I heard a song one day. And I want us to sing the song. Do something urgent in my life. Hey, something urgent in my life. Do something urgent in my life today. Hey, do something urgent in my life. Something urgent in my life. Something urgent in my life today. You are going to cry to the Lord. Say, my Father, this is the month of July. Do something urgent in my life that the whole world will know that I serve a living God. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Resokete le bo 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 bo. Majaka satana ba 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 rekesete. Oluwa, something urgent. Something urgent. Oluwa, that's your name. Go relax on. In the name of Jesus. Something urgent. Something urgent. Mommy. Pray that prayer. You must go. Something urgent tonight. In the name of Jesus. Something urgent tonight. I got a baba. Baba, oh, baba, oh. Oh yes, Lord Baba. Oh, oh. In Jesus' name, we pray. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. Isaiah 6:1. It said, the year King Uzziah died, I, Isaiah, was able to see the Lord. For chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, Isaiah was a prophet, but he could not see the Lord. There is somebody that needs to die for your story to change. There is somebody that needs to die for you to laugh in that family. There is somebody that needs to die for your story to be global. I want you to lift up your voice loud and clear. Say powers that need to die for my story to change. What are you living for? Die! Open your mouth and pray a prayer. Resurrecte le bon moment. Majou la satana ba 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 ba. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, for my story to change. For your da. Enough is enough. Yes. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, this is July. The power that needs to die for you to dance or dance. Open your mouth and pray. What are you living for? Open your mouth and pray. For my name to be mentioned, Maruzeketele. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. We are going to pay the attention like this. Say powers of my Father's house. In charge of my problems. What are you living for? The powers of my mother's house. In charge of my problems. What are you living for? This is July. You cannot continue. What will you want to pray? In the name of Jesus. Fall down. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. The powers of my father's house that need to die for my story to change. What are you living for? Die to that. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. If I'm firstborn in this prayer meeting tonight, it's not an ordinary prayer meeting. I want to lay your hands on your head to pray this prayer. I'm also a firstborn, so I need to lay my hands on my head. Say this one loud and clear. Say powers that have vowed that my head will never be lifted up. Hey, you are a liar. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. That same my head will not be lifted up. You are a liar. That same my head will never be lifted up. Open your mouth. You are not my God. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, pray, pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray the next one like this. Say, every arrow fired into my life for me to die, go back to sender. Open your mouth and pray. The arrow of family death. Oh yeah, go back to sender. Go back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Address the arrow now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Open your, in the name of Jesus. He said, touch not my lodges and do my prophet no harm. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We pray. You are making progress tonight. This prayer point, I beg you to pray seriously. Everybody must pray. Say this one loud and clear. Say, every cause of doubt shall not exhale that have been fired into my life before I share the grace in tonight's prayer, go back to send in the name of Jesus. Send the gospel back in the name of Jesus. How can I cross those two God has already blessed? Open your mouth here. Masafole keseteya. Rezekete nemo. Mazute nebroso tomata. You will adjust. You will make it. You will adjust. You will make it. You will adjust. You will make it. In the name of Jesus. Every problem that want to change your life, they shall release you. They shall release you. They shall release you. Open your mouth. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. This session for about 5 minutes is to pray for our children. Listen very carefully. If you are believing God for fruit of the womb, please lay your hands on your womb as you pray this prayer. Because whether you like it or not, by this time next year, you will carry your own baby. So that is the way the baby will come to the world. So if I ask to pray and you are still believing God or you are pregnant, lay your hands on your belly as you pray this prayer. But if you have given birth, you have your children, you have your grandchildren all over the world, gather your strength to pray for them like this. Beloved, every day there is power called eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood. What they are looking for is to make sure they ruin people's life. I decree by the mandate of heaven, every attack against your children, I send the attack back to sender. In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray like this. Say, every evil eye monitoring the progress of my children, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. If you are single, pray that prayer soon. You are praying for your children. Yet or more, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, everyone, monitor the prayer of my children. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, wicked power that want me to cry over my children. Hey, you are a liar. Die. Aha. Pray that prayer, pray open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Isaiah 49:24-25. Isaiah 49:24-25. He says, shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? He said, but thus saith the Lord, even the captive of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. He said, I will contend with those that contend with you, and I will save your children. I stand on the authority of the name of Jesus. He said, he has given us a name that is above every other name. At the mention of that name, every knee must bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I pray for somebody here. Any power that wants to regret over your children, every power that wants to cry over your children, every power that says you will weep over them, I frustrate their power now in the name of Jesus. They shall die. 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 In the name of Jesus, I decree to somebody's life here, in the name that is above every other name, in this month of July, people shall gather to celebrate you. In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray for yourself. See, any form of tragedy, any form of sorrow planning to happen this year over me and my children, scatter by fire. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Every tragedy, every sorrow, open your mouth and pray. Aha! Scatter. Scatter them now. Scatter them now. Scatter them now. Help yourself to them. Ah, scatter. Scatter tonight. Break yourself to them all. Oh, yes, scatter tonight. Every tragedy, every sorrow for my children. Oh, yes, scatter them. in the name of Jesus. I scatter them in the name of Jesus. Scatter them tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, scatter them now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I have a word for somebody here. And I want your amen to be loud and dynamic where you are. In the name that is above every other name. Any man, any woman, taking the names of your children to any abolished. Any man, any woman, taking them to any select church in order to bury their glory. Hear the word of the Lord. Tell them all. If God be for us, nobody can be against us. I decree tonight, whoever planted the pit for you and your family, in the name of Jesus, they shall fall into it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Just like my normal prayer, I pray for every parent and parent to be here. In the name that is above every other name. When your children are doing good things in life, in the name of Jesus, when they are getting married, when they are graduating, when they are doing great things, nobody will stand on 1 minute standing for you. In the name of Jesus, you will enjoy the fruit of your labor over your children. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree your children will not marry Jezebel. In the mighty name of Jesus, your children will not mismarry. In the mighty name of Jesus, I use the blood of Jesus to cover you and your children. In Jesus' name, it is done. It is done. Thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I never knew you will favor me this way. Pray that prayer, sing that song, do that song. I never knew you will favor me this way, Lord. I never knew you will favor me this way. You will favor me this way. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, you are going to pray this prayer for yourself. The Bible says, while men slept, the enemy came and saw tears among their wheat, and the Bible said they walk away. They saw the tears. They saw the problem. They saw the situation, and what saddens me is that after sowing it, they walk away. Ah, whatever my heavenly Father has not planted in your life, that sickness, it was not God that planted it. That shame, it was not God that planted it. That disgrace, it was not God that planted it. Because you are part of this wonderful service tonight, in the name that is above every other name, anyone that did get a pit for you and your family, they shall fall into that pit. In the name of Jesus, they shall fall into that pit. 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 In the name of Jesus, you will not die, but live and declare the word of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, you will go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to say this one loud and clear. Yoruba used to sing one song. I don't know how to say it in English, but I will try to translate it. One issue, back on Bella, yeah, me. Hey, hey, me, confirm all that to Nilo. It means there is a particular but in my life. All things are okay, but there is a but. That but that is remaining to be perfected in my life, Lord, take it away tonight. So the title of my short message is that, in my life, no more but. Amen. No more what? But. Open your Bible with me to 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5. And I want everybody to please listen to my, I'm going to try and share the screen. 2 Kings chapter 5. No more buts. No more buts. We're trying to share the screen. Amen. In 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 1. The Bible says, now Naaman, the commander of army, of the king of Syria. Number one. He was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master. Because by him, the Lord has given victory to Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Ah! I stand here to decree today, anything representing but in your life that is making you incomplete, in the name that is above every other name, That boss shall depart tonight in the name of Jesus. It shall depart. 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 In the name of Jesus. The butt is like a pain. The butt is like a blemish. The butt is the things that are not normal. The butt is like things that is painful in your life. I am praying for somebody here. Look at the description of Naaman. He won so many battles. God was always with me. He had several victories. His CV was perfect. But the Bible says he had a butt in his life. Ah, Shubon Kombe La Yemiu. Hey, Emi Kofemo La Todilo. Obato wo Shubon Jabesi. Tonight I decree, hey, every butt in anyone's life here, in the name that is above everybody, God will take them out of your life in the name of Jesus. God will take them out. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Go to Bible, 2 Kings chapter 2. Another butt there. The next prayer point is to deal with the butt. In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19 to 22. In 2 Kings chapter 2, the Bible says, then the men of the city said to Elijah, the men of the city, they gathered and they said to Elijah, he said, please, notice that the situation of this city is pleasant. Everything is okay. Everything is nice. Everything is good. As the Lord see it. The Bible says, B-U-T. But the water is bad. And the ground is barren. Ah, I decree today, hey, anything that is a butt in your life, if it's that delay is a butt, if that sickness is a butt, if that pain is a butt, today by the power in the blood of Jesus, God will take away the butt tonight in the name of Jesus. He will take away the butt. He will take away the butt. He will take away the butt in the name of Jesus. They said the city was pleasant, as my Lord see it, and the water was bad, and the ground was barren. Ah, anyone that is declared barren here, hey, before the end of this month of July, which is the month of perfection, you shall be fruitful in the name of Jesus. In verse 20, and he said, bring me a new bowl. Look at that instruction. Put the salt in it. Salt is Jesus Christ. He said, I'm the salt of the world. And so they brought it to him. Then he went to the source of the water. Beloved, to tackle the butt in your life, you need to go to the foundation of the problem. He said, he went to the source of the water. And he said, thus saith the Lord. From today, I have healed. He didn't say, I will heal. He didn't say, I may heal. He said, I have healed this water, and from it, there shall be no more death and no more barrenness. Because you are on the light tonight, in this powerful service, I decree the name of Jesus in your family. If your amen is loud, no more death. Hey, no more barrenness. In the name of Jesus, no more death, no more barrenness. No more death, no more barrenness. No more death, no more barrenness. In the name of Jesus. In verse 22, and they say, so the water remains ill to this day, according to the word spoken by the Elijah. I am speaking the word of God to me, to you tonight, as the Lord liveth. God said we should command this month for great things to happen. I decree today, everything that is not fruitful in your life, anything that you are passing through that is not showing the glory of God, before the end of July, God will perfect all that concerning you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will perfect it. In Jesus' name, we pray. Another example, let's go again. In 1 Kings chapter 10, let me start from verse 1. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 1. The Bible says, now when the queen of Sheba, this was the story of Solomon, she heard about the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord. So she came to test him with hard questions. Listen to this. She came to Jerusalem with a very great followers, with camels that bore spices, very much of gold and precious stones, with which when she came to Solomon, she spoke to him about all what she has heard. What is what is in your heart? Sorry. In verse 3. So Solomon answered all the questions. Okay, what kind of wisdom is that? Powerful wisdom. There was nothing so difficult for Solomon that he could not explain to her. I am praying for every student on this line tonight. Any one of your children, any one of my children, the wisdom that Solomon, in the name of Jesus, shall descend mightily upon you in the name of Jesus. Say, I receive it. Say, I receive it. Say, I receive it. Say, I receive it. So Solomon answered all the questions. So I pray for nobody that's having an exam very, very soon. All the questions shall be easy for you in Jesus' name. He said there was nothing so difficult for Solomon that he could not explain to her. And when the queen of Sheba, when she has seen all the wisdom of Solomon and the house which he built, look at this one, and the house which he built, the food on his table, the seating of the servant, the servants of the waiters, the apron, the cupbearers, and the entryway which went in the house of the Lord. And there, the Bible said there was no more spirit in her. The Bible said she went to coma. Another version of the Bible says she went to coma. She, when she saw what God did in the life of Solomon, she went, he said there was no spirit in her anymore. She just passed out. Pyah, like that. The miracle that will happen to you in this month of July. Those who are against you, they will go to coma. In the name of Jesus. I said they will go to coma. In the mighty name of Jesus. In verse 7. However, I'm sure after the coma, they woke up again. Okay, madam, don't die here. This is too much for us. Don't worry about it. In verse 6. Then she said to the king, it was a true report which I heard by my own land about the word of your wisdom. However, I did not believe the word until I came to see, and I saw with my own eyes. And indeed, it was half of what I was told. Then your wisdom and your prosperity exceed the fame of the head. Listen to this. Despite all this quality about Solomon, he had a but in his life. Next slide. They bought, and all the kings of Solomon, they dig with very gold vessel, all the vessels in the house of forest of Lebanon, pure gold, no one was with silver, for this was accounted as nothing in the days of Solomon. That means they are eating on the dining table that is gold, their chair is gold, their shoes, everything is gold, and nothing of the days of Solomon. In verse 22, the king had merchant ships. Merchant ships, not one ship. Is that when somebody have ships like airports today? About 1,000 ships on the seashore. The Bible says merchant ships and the fleet of Iran. Once every 3 years, the merchant ships, they bring gold to and silver and ivory and earth to monkey to Solomon. And since Solomon surpassed all the kings of the earth and riches and wisdom. I am praying for you. God will enlarge everybody's course tonight. But listen to me very well, my brother, my sister. Despite all these good things, Solomon had a boat. Go to verse 11. But King Solomon loved foreign women, as well as the daughters of Pharaoh, and women of Moabite, and Ammonite, and Edomite, Sidonite, and Edomite, the people that turned his heart away from the Lord. I am praying for everyone here. Every but in your life, every but in your destiny, every but in your situation, God will take them out tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your heart and pray. Say, every but in my life, die. Open your heart and pray. Help yourself. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Help yourself, my sister. Every but. Lord, open your heart and pray. Every but in your life. Oh yeah, da. In the name of Jesus. Pray. In Jesus' name. We pray. We're talking about no more buts. If you look at the next page, the Bible talks about Apostle Paul. He made a testimony to Thessalonians. Next slide, please. Where in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, in verse 17 and 18, look at what Paul said. He said, we brethren, have been taken away from you for a short time in your presence, not in our heart, and therefore more eagerly to see your face with great desire. The Paul said, we want to come back to Thessalonians to preach the gospel. Look at what happened in verse 18. Therefore, we wanted to come to you. Even I, Paul, at that time, I turned again and again, but Satan in the doors. Any power that have been blocking you from doing the will of God. Heaven will silence them tonight. In the name of Jesus, say, Satan, take your hands away from my life. In the name of Jesus. Father, let Satan take his hand away from my life. In the name of Jesus. Open your prayer. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Next slide. In Daniel chapter 10. The Bible says Daniel has been praying for 21 days. He has been praying to God, Father, I need a breakthrough. Father, I need a breakthrough. In Daniel 10:12, the Bible said, then he said to me, do not fear that day. He said, from the very first day, you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before the Lord. Your words have been heard. But, and I have come because of your word. But the prince of Persia, kingdom of Persia, withstood me for 21 days. I am praying for everyone in the land of my voice tonight. Every power that is holding answers to your prayer, every power they say not to your next level, every power that is hindering you from manifesting, if your heaven is loud, they shall be wasted tonight. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. In the name of Jesus. The prince of Persia with old Daniel for the answer to Daniel and but in verse 13, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood him for 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to him to help me. I am praying for you. Any power withholding your miracles, any power withholding your expectations, any power withholding your marriage, anyone that say you will not succeed, anybody that say you will not move to the next level, everyone will silence them tonight. In the name of Jesus, say every prince of Persia, holding answers to my prayer, Angel Michael, fight them to death. Open your water, pray. Fight them, fight them to death. Open your water, pray. Fight them. The anointing is coming upon your helpless. Fight them tonight. In the name of Jesus, fight them tonight. In Jesus' name. We pray in 1 Corinthians. Let's go there. That's super scripture. Paul said a powerful statement in 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9. He said, for a great, I love this scripture very well. For a great and effective door has opened. Not that it will open. It has opened. Many of us, the door to our next level has already been opened. The door to our marriage has already been opened. The door to good health has already been opened. The door to favor has already been opened. The door to graduation has already been opened. The door to business ideas has already been opened, but there are many adversaries. Close to us and pray this prayer. Say, any adversary, every enemy standing at the gate of my breakthrough, scatter by fire! Pray. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Every adversary standing at the mirror of my breakthrough, oh yes, scatter tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, scatter tonight in Jesus' name. We pray, beloved. As you can see, you see that but is a very terrible thing. Everybody has got their butt. In fact, Genesis 11:30. That one is Sarah was barren, but she was barren. Rebecca was nice, but she was bad. Rachel was good, but she was bad. I am praying for somebody here. Everybody in your life shall depart tonight in the name of Jesus. And I pray for somebody particularly here. Every Egyptian, the dangerous pursuer that have been pursuing you from pillar to post, saying you will not make it in life. If your heaven is loud, you shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus, you shall see them no more. In Jesus' name, we pray. The good news tonight, because one thing the anointing will do is to remove these blocks. The good news, next slide, is that in Matthew chapter 15 verse 13, but the Bible says, but he answered and said to them, every plant, that's the verse, every plant which my heavenly father has not planted shall be rooted out. I am praying for somebody here. Lift up your hand and declare, say, whatever God has not planted in my life, I uproot you tonight in the name Open them. Everything, that sickness, that delay, that marriage, that delay, open them. That sickness, that shame, that failure, open them tonight. That demotion, open them tonight. It is not your portion. The Bible says every good and perfect gift is from the Almighty God. Open your umbrella. Everything the Lord has not planted shall be rooted out. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. So the good news is that what he answered, the word he talks about Jesus. He answered and said to them, so without Jesus, that thing cannot be rooted out. The next slide, he said, verse 8, Psalm 130 verse 8, that is where we are going to stop. The good news is that the Lord will perfect all that concerns. Who are we talking about? He's talking about me. The Lord say, oh Lord, my Father, perfect all that concerns me and my family. Open your eyes, pray. Father, perfect you tonight. Everything that concerns me and my family, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, oh, do I perfect it? Perfect it. In the name of Jesus, perfect it now. In the name of Jesus, perfect it now. In Jesus' name, we pray while all eyes are closed. I'm about to release 31 things that will happen in this month of July. And I beg you in the name of Jesus, all what I need to do is just be saying amen, I receive it. Amen, I receive it. But before we go to that place, even if you have the anointing oil with you, and you are living in sin, anointing oil which is on a sinner's head will just be like a cream, pomade, you just need to rub your face. It will not make any effect at all. But if you can surrender your life to Christ, and say, Father, you know what, I have tried everything, nothing works again. I need you back in my life. If you can do that genuinely, my brother, my sister, I can guarantee you one thing. Once the anointing come upon you, whatever is standing like a box shall be departed from your life in the name of Jesus. They will be deducted from your life in the mighty name of Jesus. You have tried everything. You need an upper unction. The Bible says, doubt anoint my head with fresh oil and my cup runneth over. I am praying for somebody here. The anointing that will drop upon your head tonight, your generation will celebrate it in the mighty name of Jesus. So if you are here tonight, before I release the prophecy, they will go to the anointing, they will close the service. If you are here, you have not surrendered your life to Christ, do that so now. Just stay after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge the fact that I am a sinner. I am sorry for how far I've been behaving. Tonight, oh Lord, forgive me all my sins. Cleanse me from with your blood. Wash me clean. Make me whole. I want to say bye-bye to sin and bye-bye to Satan. I declare you as my Lord and my personal Savior. As from today, Jesus shall reign in my life. No more Satan. Satan, pack your load and go. I belong to Jesus. Write my name, O Lord, in the book of life. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. You are welcome to this fold. And I believe strongly that God is about to do what he wants to do in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Congratulations to everyone that said that thing after them tonight. And we're now getting ready tonight. In the name of Jesus, I decree to your life, in this month of July, as this oil touch your head tonight, there will be divine response to your prayer request in the name of Jesus. I prophesy that whether you like it or not, in this month of July, people shall gather together to celebrate in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here, whether you are, whatever business you are doing, everything you set your hand to do this month, I decree shall be successful in the name of Jesus. This month, I pray, your destiny will arise and shine in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here, in this month of July, whosoever dare to take your name to any coffin, whosoever dare to take your picture to any abolished, if a Lord be the Lord, in which I know is the Lord, they shall suddenly collapse in the mighty name of Jesus. This month I pray, the anointing for double speed will fall upon somebody here. Quick achievement shall fall upon you. What you are supposed to have achieved 10 years ago, but you are still struggling to achieve them now. I pray for that, you sister. If your heaven is loud, God is above. about to use tonight's anointing to increase your speed. In the name of Jesus, this month I pray every arrow of sickness shall go back to sender. In the name of Jesus, any problem that followed you to this month, with your loudness, they shall die now. In the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here. Anyone waiting to hear bad news from you, they shall be totally disappointed. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here. There is somebody on the sound of my voice, and I want your amen to be seven times the dynamic. In this month of July, you shall see the sign of pregnancy in your life. In the name of Jesus, you shall see it. You shall see it. And you will deliver your baby naturally in the name of Jesus. I pray for those who are pregnant, the hand of God will be upon you. If this month is your due date, in the name of Jesus, your doctors will never be confused. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not go to labor room to labor. You will go to delivery room to deliver. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody will hear by your testimony. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here, every envious witchcraft that has determined to resist you, they shall be totally disappointed. In the name of Jesus, those who thought you would not achieve anything this month, they will see you on the top in the name of Jesus. You know, when you are on the top, you are the topic. I decree, God will take you to the top. In the mighty name of Jesus, throughout this month, your joy is unstoppable. In the name of Jesus, throughout this month, unusual miracles shall be your portion. In the name of Jesus, as this oil come upon your head tonight, I separate you from the powers of the father's house and your mother's house in the name of Jesus. Every demonic plan for your marriage, every demonic plan to scatter your marriage, that plan shall scatter. Anyone going to satanic prayer against your life, they shall scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, God be for you, nobody can be against you. I pray for somebody here. Every backward movement in your finances, I command them to depart. In the name of Jesus, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Israel shall establish an everlasting covenant of blessing for you. In the name of Jesus, your generation will not suffer. In the name of Jesus, you will not know the belagan of your children. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of untimely death fired into your life in your dream, that arrow shall go back to sender in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here, by fire, by force, this month, no road accident shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. No air accidents, no accident shall be your portion. No tragedy in the name of Jesus. By the power in the name of Jesus, everyone that is against you, they will see the hand of God in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, they said to you, they said, what? This is no good thing can come out of you. But I am praying for you today. Those who have said that to you, that nothing good will come out of you, they will be part of your celebration. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here. Where tragedy is happening, you and your family will never be a part of it in Jesus' name. The Lord will answer your prayer this month. And I stand on Psalm 138 verse 8. He said, I am the Lord. He said, I will perfect all that concerned you even this month in the name of Jesus. If you receive it, say sevenfold amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Now bring out your oil. Thank you, Jesus. By the anointing, Jesus breathed you. Thank you, Jesus. It's not by mind, it's not by might, it's not by power. This one, this one. By my spirit, says the woman. It's not by might, it's not by might, it's not by power, it's not by power. By my spirit, says the Lord. This mountain, shall be removed. Jesus' mercy. This mountain has been removed in Jesus' name. This mountain has been removed by my spirit, by my spirit. This is the Lord. I want to believe that everyone has got their oil in their hands. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So we are going to have faith on this one. And I believe strongly that your life will never remain the same again. In the name of Jesus. And in 1 Samuel chapter 10, that is another service now. I'm not going to waste your time. 1 Samuel chapter 10. I start from verse 1. This is what is going to happen that will take away birth out of your life. This is what is going to happen to somebody under the sound of my voice. I want to get yourself ready. The Holy Spirit is here. Holy Spirit, have your way, oh, have your way, oh, Lord, in the life, have your way, oh, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way, oh, have your way. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1, the Bible says, then Samuel took a flask of oil. I want to believe you are holding on in your hand now. And pour it upon his head. Don't pour it yet. Let us understand the scripture first. And he kissed him and said, listen carefully. Is it not because the Lord has anointed you as a commander over your inheritance? Don't mention this. I pray for somebody here. As this oil comes to your head, in the name that is above every other name, you shall be a commander around your society in the name of Jesus. Everyone that the enemy has packed to be a slave, by the power in the blood of Jesus and the anointing upon this oil tonight, God will make you a commander in your family in the name of Jesus. If you are here tonight, when others are putting contribution in your family, you are lamenting and giving excuses. From today, I decree, the anointing of being a servant shall dry up in your life in the name of Jesus. From today, you will not be at the back. You shall be at the front in the name of Jesus. I was sharing with the singles yesterday about the story of Samuel that was related to this chapter. In chapter 9, what happened was that Saul's father asked Saul to call for a donkey. And one way or another, the donkey was missing. And along the line, God spoke to Samuel, and Samuel met with Saul, and that's how he became a king. And this is the anointing upon the king. So from today, you will never stand as a servant anymore. You are now a king among your inheritance. In the name of Jesus. The next slide. In verse 2, he now says something that I love so much, and I'm using it to pray for everyone tonight. He said, when you depart from me today, when you log out of this service tonight, he said, you will find two men at Rachel's tomb in the territory of Benjamin and Zelzah, and they will say to you, the donkey which your father, which you went to look for, has been found. After this anointing tonight, every good thing that you have lost in the past, every good thing that the enemy has stolen from you, it shall be recovered. Recover. He said, the donkey has been found. And now, your father has ceased to care about the donkeys. He started worrying about you, saying, what shall I do to my son? So the first thing is that you will be an inheritant over your people. You will be ruling over the affairs of their people. But in second thing is that what you have been lost in the past, after tonight's anointing, shall be recovered in the name of Jesus. In verse 3, let's finish. The Bible says, then you shall go forward. There is somebody here tonight. You have been making 2 steps forward and 5 steps backward. After tonight's anointing, you shall continually go forward. You shall go forward. You shall go forward. You shall go forward. From glory to glory. From favor to favor. From anointing to anointing. From glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, you will not go backward anymore. You shall go forward. Number 3 is that after the anointing touch your head tonight, you that are talking to tonight, you must go forward. in the name of Jesus. And from there came to the terrible Tree of Tabor. There are three men going to God at Bethel. They said three men will meet you. One carrying three young goats, another carrying three loaves of bread, another carrying the skin of wine. And the Bible says, and they will greet you, and they will give you two of the loaves, which you shall receive from their hand. After today's anointing, somebody that you don't even know before, we extend the hand of blessing upon you in the name of Jesus. The blessing you don't expect. At that point, Saul never expected to meet anybody. But after he departed from Saul, from Samuel, the Bible said he met two people on the way and they presented gifts to him. The Bible said every good and perfect gift comes from the Most High God. There is somebody listening to me tonight. In the name that is above any other name, the miracle you have been waiting for all the days of your life, after tonight's anointing, it shall be delivered to your hands. In the name of Jesus, I say they will give you gifts. They will give you gifts. Gift of wedding, gift of babies, gift of new cars, gift of new house, fat money in your account. In the name of Jesus, receive it by fire. There is even somebody here, even in the midst of this pandemic situation, you will receive your letter from your immigration authority. And they say, what you have been waiting for has been granted in the name of Jesus. After this anointing tonight, a letter of good news, you will receive it. A letter of favor, you will receive it. Although you thought all hope is lost, but I'm telling you tonight, God is still interested in your case. He will answer your prayer in the name of Jesus. What will happen again? Go to the next slide. In verse 5, after tonight's anointing, he said, verse 5, and you shall come to the hill of the God, which is facing Gerizim East, and it will happen, when you are come to the city, you will meet a group of prophets coming down from the high places with strings, instruments, with tambourine, with flute, and harp before them, and they will be prophesying. Look at what happened. Then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you, Saul, who has never prophesied before, shall so prophesy, and you shall be turned into another man. I am praying for somebody here. After tonight's anointing, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you shall turn to another man. In the name of Jesus, they have known you to be a failure. You shall turn to another man, and you shall be a success. In the name of Jesus, you have known to be a single. After tonight's prayer, you shall be another man. You shall be married. In the name of Jesus, they have known you to be a tenant. After tonight's anointing, you shall be a landlord. In the name of Jesus, they shall be a non-entity. After tonight, you shall be reckoned with. In the name of Jesus. Oh, you know what sadness means? The Spirit of God came upon him. After tonight, I pray for somebody again. Once this oil touch your head, in the name that is above every other name, you will prophesy. The Spirit of God will fall upon you in the name of Jesus. Next slide. In verse 10, I don't want to waste more time, I'm running out of time. In verse 10, then they came to the hill, and there was a group of prophets again to meet with him. Again, the Spirit of God came upon him again, and he prophesied among them. The miracle that eyes have not seen before. The miracle of ears have not heard before. The one that has not entered the imagination of any man. If you are here tonight, you will receive it in the name of Jesus. A marital miracle, a spiritual gift, a financial gift. In the name of Jesus, a material gift. Receive it tonight. After the anointing. Are you ready for the anointing tonight? I beg you, don't joke with tonight's prayer. In last, I want to write up now. In verse 11, and it happened when all who knew him before that he indeed prophesied among the prophets, and they said to the people among them, what is this that has come upon the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? And they said, then a man from there answered and said, who is the father? Who is the father? Therefore, they came to the prophet. Is Saul also among the prophets? His miracle become a controversy. I am praying for somebody here. Your although they have told you that there's no hope for you, before the end of this month of perfection, the month of July, you will see the hand of God in your land in the name of Jesus. Beloved, that is what the oil will do tonight. I want to get yourself ready. Don't joke with anything at all. I've explained to you, you will move forward. You will be talking to another man. You will receive gifts, marital gifts. You will move forward, back on, never fall ever. Now lift up your oil to that as I speak. Ayakababa. Yes, Lord. Mazuke lebo sotorike setene. It's not by mind. It's not by power. Yes. For you by my spirit says that Lord is not by my mind. My young kid said it. It's not by my mind. For you by my spirit. This mountain is was buried in Jesus' name. All alone has buried in Jesus. All alone this mountain has buried by my spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by the Spirit, said the Lord of hosts. I have not sent myself this assignment, you are the one that sent me yourself, O Lord. I want to send a message, you always back the message up. Father, tonight, I am ordinary person. But please, in your mercy, use me as a vessel tonight to speak prophetically into the oil that your people are holding in their hands. In Psalm 107 verse 20, the Bible says, he sent his word and the word healed them. And he delivered them from all their distresses. Everyone under the sound of my voice that is carrying oil in your hand, by the power in the blood of Jesus, the anointing of God, the Spirit of the Most High, that move and Genesis after one, that turn darkness tonight, shall fall upon the oil tonight. Fall upon the oil. 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 In the name of Jesus, let the power in the blood of Jesus, let it fall upon the oil. Let the resurrection power of God fall upon the oil. The angel that troubled the pool of Bethesda in the olden days in the Bible, John chapter 9. Let it trouble this oil now in the name of Jesus. Trouble this oil. 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 In the name of Jesus. And this oil from today, you are not an ordinary oil anymore. You are an anointed oil. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Father, it has come to pass that day. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. He says, it shall come to pass that day that the body shall be lifted up your shoulder and the yoke shall be destroyed by the reason of anointing. Tonight, by the power of the name of Jesus and the anointing in the house tonight, every marital yoke, every health yoke, every financial yoke, every burden over your children, in the name that is above all names, the yoke is broken tonight. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone here tonight that in the name that is above every other name, the miracle that eyes have not seen before, the miracle that ears have not heard before, the word that has not entered the imagination of any man, before the end of this month of July, receive it, 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 receive it. In the name of Jesus. There is somebody here. You need to sow a particular seed to connect a particular blessing. I don't know who you are. You are expecting a particular thing from the Lord, but just one seed. we eject that thing off. Just like Solomon did in first Kings chapter 3. Just show it as being led by the Holy Spirit, and you will see the hand of God in your life. Father, tonight I pray for anyone that are believing God for any miracle tonight. In the name of Jesus, no matter how big that miracle is, if your amen is loud, receive them tonight. In the name of Jesus. No, I pray for you. The letter of joy that will terminate sorrow in your life, receive it tonight. In the name of Jesus, you that person that your life is upside down. I am telling you tonight, if this oil can come up your head, you will see a divine arrangement in your life in the name of Jesus. Now take a little bit of the oil, anoint your head, and begin to speak to your life. Pray yourself. Begin to pray for yourself. Oh, wow, no, this is the Lord for Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This head, when they call your name in the Bible, you will never look at me in the name of Jesus. My head, oh Lord, reject evil, attract favor, in the name of Jesus. Hear the favor of God, in the name of Jesus. Every conspiracy against your family, scatter my fire, in the name of Jesus. You will not bury your children. This head, oh Lord, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. When they come over against you, they will scatter, in the name of Jesus. Open your water prayer, in the name of Jesus. You will go forward. You will make it. Your eye will not lack oil. In the name of Jesus, every agenda of darkness upon your head, I cancel them now. In the name of Jesus, you will move forward. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Father, I pray for everyone here using my own head as a point of contact. He said, we shall be the head and never the tail. We shall be above only and never beneath. Deuteronomy 28, verse 3. That's it. Father, today in the name of Jesus, everyone that has anointed their head out, when they call your name in the cover, fire will answer them. Hey, in the name of Jesus, you will go from strength to strength. When you have been rejected, they will call for you again. In the name of Jesus, anyone here suffering from spiritual husband, that you have been battling the thing for years, because of the anointing upon your head tonight, any demon that appear in your dream, they shall be rendered forgotten. They will be roasted to fire. In the name of Jesus, anyone here operating under the oppression of the devil, today in the name of Jesus, the oppression has ended. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you today. Anoint your hand. Whatever you lay your hands on shall prosper. Your business will prosper. In the name of Jesus. Anything you lay your hands on, it shall prosper in the name of Jesus. You will not use this hand to bury your children. In the name, because I know your every hand of poverty in your hand. In the name of Jesus. Anywhere you go, you will see hand of God in your life. In the name of Jesus. Your hand is the symbol of your work. I pray in the name of Jesus. Whatever you lay this hand on shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. I shake up poverty. In the name of Jesus. Shake up poverty. In the name of Jesus, your business will flourish. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. In Jesus' name, we pray. When we finish this tonight prayer, anoint your house. Pray over it. If you are suffering from all this kind of sickness, can drink a little bit of the oil and say, whatever my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted out. Once you see it, you will see the hand of God in your life. Don't be surprised when you get to be where you wake up tomorrow, you see something coming out of your body. It's as a result of the power of God in your life, and it shall be permanent in the name of Jesus. I pray for you tonight as you go, the hand of God will be upon you. The anointing that has come upon your head today, you will never run dry in the name of Jesus. Psalm 92, verse 10, he said, thou shalt exalt my head at the head of a unicorn. Thou have anointed my head with fresh oil, and my cup run over, and I shall see the desire over my enemy. Every enemy of your joy, from today you will see them on the floor. In the name of Jesus, they will gang up against you, but they will not prevail. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. It is done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please, when you, maybe tonight or tomorrow, anoint your children on the bed as they are sleeping, pray for them and prophesy to them. And if their children are not with you, anoint their picture. There is power in this blood of Jesus. God can go and go any time out. Anoint your certificate, anything, just begin to anoint it. Whatever you use this thing for, as of tonight, it shall begin to work for you. In the name of Jesus, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's just thank you, Almighty God. We give you Lord the glory. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, our Lord. Who are worthy to be praised. I pray your joy shall be full in Jesus' name. Oil is always lubricating. Every stiffy aspect of your life shall receive divine unction tonight. In the name of Jesus, you will move from strength to strength, from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, this one, as you drink this oil tonight, any sickness in your body, the Bible said they are strangers, and strangers shall fade away from their close places. I command the stranger to get out of your life. In the name of Jesus, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. I'm sorry I've taken extra 15 minutes. I'm sorry about it. I beg you in the name of Jesus, forgive me in Jesus' name. Tomorrow, by the grace of God, we are back to our normal prayer line. Today is just a special service. Prayer line tomorrow, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Come as you join. The Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. If you have been blessed tonight, shout a massive hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Can we share the grace in fellowship? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and
forevermore. Amen.
Goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives.
Follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
But what the Lord has done in this perfection service tonight, shout 21 solid hallelujah. I want to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
God bless you.
Everybody are just saying.
Bye-bye.
I don't need family meeting.
God bless you.
Samuel, where's your mommy?
God bless.
Where's your mother?
I'm here.
Ah. Hey. We have Juliet. Joanna. How are you, man? God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
God bless you, daddy.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.